2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12.
Every morning at 9:05, students at Angoon Elementary School start their day by reciting days of the week, months of the year, and numbers. They do it in English and then in Tlingit. For the most part, they're focused, not fidgeting too much. They listen to their classmates and count in Tlingit by heart. It's pretty impressive.
Elementary is critical. If you want kids to do well in high school, you better build the foundation in elementary.
That's Jim Parkin. He's been the elementary school principal for 3 years. Before that, he worked as Angoon's high school science teacher for 23 years. Now, though, his job is up in the air.
I was not recommended for the principal position for next year. I am tenured in the district, so I am entitled to a position in the district, but I don't know what that will be as yet. I haven't been told.
My kids, every single day, they go, can I show Parkin? Can I show Parkin anytime they do a math problem that they haven't done before? They always want to go see Mr. Parkin.
Ann Connolly teaches kindergarten and first grade at Angoon Elementary. Teachers and staff, parents, and even past students all showed up to the recent regional school board meeting to show their support.
I know that he cares for the kids. I've had kids go to the office quite often for behavioral kind of issues, but he works with them. He just doesn't have them sit there. I mean, he cares for these kids and the progress that they make.
And that progress, it's clear. According to Jim Parkin, 75% of students have improved on their test scores just in the last year. That's in part thanks to Tracy Thomas.
Well, I've been in the district for 5 years, and I've worked side by side with him, and he is one of the most hardworking individuals I know.
Thomas is choking up partly because her own job as director of special education will likely be eliminated and outsourced to CERC, the Southeast Regional Resources Center.
I can't imagine what it's going to be like next year going to CERC. Like, that scares me and it makes me not want to be here.
Marcy Kukash is on the Angoon School Board. She says she's frustrated that she and the other local board members weren't involved in the decision. Kukash also spoke as a parent. Her daughter, who's now in fourth grade, needed special education services before Tracy Thomas started in Angoon. But she says the benefit to her youngest son is clear.
My youngest son is 2 years younger than my fourth grader, and he's been receiving SPED services while Tracy's been here these last 2 years, and the improvement is incredible.
The decision not to recommend Jim Parkin and Tracy Thomas's jobs were made by Superintendent Bernie Grieve. Grieve declined to comment about that decision. After public testimonies, Grieve resigned from the school district, which he said over email was for personal reasons. He'll start as superintendent for the Kuskokwim School District, that's on the upper Kuskokwim River, in July. The future for Tracy Thomas and Jim Parkin is less clear, but Parkin says he's hopeful for his students in Angoon.
For students who graduate from Angoon School, I guess my vision would be that they would graduate with knowledge and understanding of the world and of their culture, that they would be fluent speakers of their own language.
Parkin chokes up a bit.
That they would know their history, that they would know their art and their trade skills, you know, that they would be a whole person.
The final decision on these two positions is expected to come sometime this spring. Reporting in Angoon, I'm Emily Russell.